Max Verstappen to continue giving minimal answers at US Grand Prix news conferences, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-10-17T22:2132.313Z, description colon Max Verstappen says he will continue his stance of giving minimal answers in official Formula One news conferences at this weekend a Euro trademark US Grand Prix, Verstappen to continue giving minimal answers, image source, Getty Images image caption, Max Verstappen was punished by the FIA for swearing during the Thursday press conference before the Singapore Grand Prix, Andrew Benson, F1 correspondent in Austin, published, 1 hour ago, Max Verstappen says he will continue his stance of giving minimal answers in official Formula One news conferences at this weekend's US Grand Prix. The Red Bull driver instigated his policy at the last race in Singapore after he was punished by governing body the FIA for swearing in a news conference. Verstappen said on Media Day in Austin, Texas, "I haven't heard anything from the FIA, so for me it doesn't change anything. I prefer of course to talk less, so it's fine anyway for me." In Singapore, Verstappen limited his answers as much as possible in the official FIA news conferences to ensure he complied with the requirement to respond, Red Bull to change car after discussions with FIA, published 2 hours ago, season still a success without driver's title, Norris, published 2 hours ago, he told reporters there that he was happy to answer questions more extensively outside the press conference room, and did so after both qualifying and the race. On Thursday, speaking while surrounded by reporters at a table outside the Red Bull hospitality, he indicated that he would continue with this approach. Asked whether he still did not want to speak in the FIA press conferences, he said, "I will speak." But when asked how the media would get proper answers from him, he said, "This table works well." The Dutchman described the dispute as silly. And when asked whether he would talk to FIA President Mohamed Ben Sulayem about the issue, Verstappen said, "I am always open for a chat. But from my side it is not that I am the one who has to reach out. I just live my life. I just continue, nothing changes. This particular scenario, yes, it's very unnecessary. Of course I know you can't generally swear, but it's more about when you insult someone. Then you hear comments, like, yeah but you don't want kids seeing that. But when I was 5 years old, I never watched a press conference in my life anyway. And at school you hear way worse things than that. Because you grow up with kids and you re a bit of a rebel, so you always say bad stuff. That's just how life is. They want you to set an example. Yeah, sure. I don't think they should make such a big deal about it." Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton said the dispute in Singapore was not a good look. And Hamilton's teammate George Russell, who is a director of the Grand Prix Drivers Association, said the F1 drivers were likely to make a collective statement on the issue next week. "Between the drivers a lot have spoken regarding swearing," Russell said. "It does seem a little bit silly that it has come to this. We have yet to speak to the FIA but we hope to do so, at the next race, in Mexico. But collectively we re all on the same page. Next week we will probably formally put something towards you guys to read from the drivers as a united whole. We don't want to be taking away the heat of the moment emotions that drivers show during a race. It is down to maybe the broadcaster to choose whether they want to broadcast that. For the drivers, it is very challenging when you have a microphone, you re-talking with your team, you re-in the middle of battle. But if it's an environment like this, maybe we have a duty to be conscious of our words. Next week we have a letter or something to share with everyone." Related topics, Formula 1, more on this story, F1 drops fastest lap bonus point from 2025, published 3 hours ago, what does Norris need to do to beat Verstappen, published 1 day ago, how to follow United States Grand Prix on the BBC, published 8 hours ago, what is the Formula One sprint format for 2024, published 2 hours ago, top stories, England win would be better than records of first test. Published 9 hours ago, Paquetá wants misleading betting case leaks investigated by FA, published 5 hours ago, Chelsea too strong for 20 in Champions League. Elsewhere on the BBC, discovering how the cold has shaped our planet, Helen Chersky takes us on a spectacular journey to the extremes of the temperature scale. What's the fairest voting system? 2024 is the biggest election year in history, but which voting system is the fairest? Military drama starring Lacey Turner and Michelle Keegan, a female medic joins a tight-knit army unit as they fight for survival and face the unthinkable, a pioneering TV news service. Norway's TV BRA has a unique national news show presented by reporters who have learning disabilities or are autistic. Elsewhere in sport, how did Tuchel's England appointment happen so quickly and quietly? From Hart OP to England return, how Isiqui fought back. From Accrington Stanley to England number 2, who is all-round good egg Barry, what does Norris need to do to beat Vertappen? Why the short contract? How will he play? Tuchel's England move explained, eliminated England aren't fit enough, Hartley, Tuchel, a sacrifice of principle or best man for England job, vote now for your BBC Women's Footballer of the Year, all too familiar as England crumble when it matters most, is there a danger of F1 becoming the best rich drivers, meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Video meet the nominees for BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. Video Harris Superman touchdown leads best plays of NFL Week 6. I joked I'd give him £500 if he scored, but did Trent experiment work? Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Video Shaw scores twice as Man City go top of WSL. Chepngetic breaks marathon world record. Video Chepngetic breaks marathon world record. Are quadruple winning Wigan now the greatest? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us. Copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. Window underscore underscore web app underscore config underscore underscore equals window underscore underscore initial underscore data underscore underscore equals backslash data backslash colon backslash global navigation country equals it and language equals ENGB and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash ENGB backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercia.